So it's that part of the week once again where we look at things happening in football over the other side of the Atlantic, joined as always for MLS Monday by the Major League Soccer expert Drew Farmer. Drew, welcome.
Hey Andy, good to be back and talk about the wild world of American soccer.
Yeah, we've quite a lot of differing things to cover, some positive, some less so. We'll start, though, with some good news. We all like teams who go on runs, look a bit like world beaters, and at the moment, Seattle and Houston in MLS, they could be taking the titles.
Yes, they could, and over the weekend, both teams picking up wins to continue their positive streaks going. Seattle now unbeaten in their last eight games, and they pull level with Sporting Kansas City and Houston with 37 points in the Western Conference. And, you know, Seattle last season started out very slowly, had a managerial change in the middle of the season, and picked it up towards the end to go on and win the MLS Cup. And, you know, they haven't had that managerial change this season, but they've really started to pick it up over the last couple of months. And they're getting goals from two of their more marquee players, well, at least one in Clinton Dempsey, who's really recovered from that heart problem that kept him out towards the end of last season. He's got 10 goals in 19 games. And a player they picked up in the offseason from Houston, Will Bruin, who has been very good as their number nine, and he's got 8 goals in 21 games this season. So Houston looking very positive and a very good attacking team that makes people forget about that poor spell under Owen Coyle.
Just for those who listen to MLS Monday but don't necessarily keep their eye on the league as we do, I mean, earlier in the season we were talking about Toronto and Chicago. Just put it into comparison for me. Are they still up there as much as Houston and Seattle are doing it in the West?
Well, right now Toronto is really the team who's really setting the pace. 47 points right now in the Eastern Conference and looking really good this season. The Western Conference is a little bit more even, I think, with Houston, Seattle, Sporting Kansas City, FC Dallas, all right there or thereabout. While Toronto is kind of pulled away and really set that pace in the East, and you know they're the team to beat in Major League Soccer. And you know, really, if you go back to last year's MLS Cup, they were the better team in that final and the better team in MLS towards the end of the season. It just didn't go their way in the penalty shootout.
Mentioning earlier Texas and Houston with the Dynamo, there's a new player that we'll be very familiar with who's headed to Houston and will be wearing the number 4 shirt for this season.
Yeah, that's right. So the transfer window has closed for players coming into MLS for the summer. And Philip Sinderos has now joined Houston Dynamo. He'll come in as one of the players to really help them keep that back line closed as they go towards the playoffs now. So far this season, a good attack this year from Houston, but the back used a little bit of work, 32 goals given up. So hopefully for them, Sinderos will help them keep that door closed at the back.
Now, Philip Sinderos is not the only name that we're talking about in terms of transfers. We have spoken often about LA Galaxy and the new LAFC. We've also been talking about players that they're potentially both looking at. LAFC, for those not aware, are to come into the league next season. LA Galaxy, of course, established the former David Beckham side and Steven Gerrard and so on. But they've both been looking to Mexico with some new names they're bringing in.
Yeah, that's right. And LAFC, who've made a big splash this year, they've been trying to bring in players. Javier Hernandez, one of them, he was a name that was floated around. But they were not able to get him. He's going to West Ham. But they have been able to work out a deal with Mexican international Carlos Vela. He's a former Arsenal player, some people will remember. And he's been playing in Spain with Real Sociedad for the last few years. And they've brought him in about a $6 million transfer deal that they've inked him for. And he's the first player in franchise history. And a lot of people are really excited about this. He's still quite young. And he should be quite a good player to build this team around. Now, MLS has, in the past, not really been in favor of paying out transfer fees to teams from Europe or from South America. But, you know, that's kind of relaxed in recent times. And he's one player who's being brought in to really lead this team forward.
Yep. Exciting names to look at for them and also who they might get going forward. Actually, just while we're talking of things over in California, and we've spoken a lot as well, Drew, about the lower league side of soccer in America, and we've heard all this talk about promotion, relegation and things, but there's always that slight caveat that the money isn't always free-flowing outside Major League Soccer, and there's an example of that in the last few days.
Yeah, absolutely, and last year, about 9 months ago, really, we kind of thought that the North American Soccer League, the second division of U.S. soccer, was on its deathbed. It ended up getting a bit of a lifeline, but one of its teams now looks like they're going to be possibly closing their doors at the end of this season, and that is San Francisco Deltas, who are actually playing their first season of professional soccer this year. The Deltas started out strong this year with their first home game attracting a large crowd for a second division side, over 4,000 people, but really those numbers have been down all throughout this season. And just a couple of weeks ago, their CEO, Brian Andres Helmick, has come out and said that this team is in a lot of trouble if they don't get a lot more fans out to their home games for the rest of the season. Now, he's hoping that they can start to fill up their 10,000-seat capacity stadium, but, you know, I really find that to be a bit of a stretch this year for them to do that. One of the sources that I read said that is about 90% chance likely that they will close their doors come November, December time. And some of the fans have taken to social media and to other areas and said that, you know, one reason we're not coming out to these games is because ticket prices are in the about $40 to see a San Francisco Deltas game. That's about £35, give or take a few pounds here or there with the exchange rate. But, you know, that is quite a lot of money for a lot of fans who want to go out and see a game at this level, in my opinion. There are some tickets that are a bit cheaper, about $20 for, you know, admission to bleachers. But, you know, if there's not a great product on offer, you know, I can't see a lot of fans wanting to go out and to support the Deltas. And, you know, this could be the end, their one and only season in professional soccer come the end of October.
Just your sense from people in America, Drew, is it when they think of soccer, do they still think of what's on the pitch, the 11 men v 11, or are they starting to become a little more aware of the financial side, both good and bad, of things?
I think, you know, there's different circles within, you know, the soccer communities. You have the hardcore fans, the casual fans, and then you've got people who, you know, they don't really see soccer as that big of a sport in the U.S. It's still one of the, you know, the five major sports in the U.S. It clocks in about fourth or fifth, depending on who you are or where you are. I think when it comes to the stadiums, there are those people who really want that, really push for that. But then there's other cities and other places who, you know, aren't necessarily as willing to give. We've seen in Miami with Beckham United, their proposed stadium. They want to build their own stadium. They're going to pay for it themselves. But we've seen people who are against them even coming in and using that land that's been you know, allocated to them by the city. So I think different cities have different responses to soccer, and, you know, you've got different sports franchises as well there. And, you know, everybody wants to do something different right now with the money that they have in their cities.
Yeah, it's amazing how in America sports and money quite often end up being something that people end up talking about, and I guess it's something which is becoming a talking point with soccer as well. But Drew, that is where we must leave it for this time. MLS Monday. If ever you want to get in touch with myself and Drew Farmer, find us on Twitter. Use the hashtag MLS Monday. We'll both catch up or pick up those. And Drew, we'll speak to you again for another MLS Monday next week.
Yeah, can't wait, Andy. You know, who knows what will happen in the week until then in U.S. soccer.